This is Making Sense of the Media. I'm Craig Kopp. Former assistant Penn State football coach Mike McQueary is a hero to some for revealing that he saw former Penn State coach Jerry Sandusky sexually assaulting a young boy in a Penn State locker room in 2001. That got Sandusky sent to prison, but it also led to the firing of Penn State's beloved head football coach Joe Paterno. McQueary had said he told Paterno about the abuse, but nothing was ever done about it. For that, some say McQueary's a liar and that he's the man who brought down the Penn State football program. But senior writer for ESPN, the magazine, Don Van Atta Jr., is now calling McQueary something else, a sexual abuse victim, something Van Atta says McQueary revealed at the height of the scandal to his football team.
Two players in the meeting tell us that McQueary confided in them that he, too, was a victim of sexual abuse. McQueary declined to comment for this story.
Is it right for ESPN, the magazine, to reveal McQueary's sexual abuse if he isn't making it public himself? Here to answer that question is Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute's Sense-Making Project. Hi, Kelly.
Hi, Craig.
Kelly, was ESPN, the magazine, wrong for revealing this about Mike McQueary?
Well, that's too simple of a question to answer right now. We have a tradition in journalism that goes back to the 1970s of affording sexual abuse victims anonymity. And that tradition has its roots in two facts. One is that sexual abuse comes with a great amount of stigma and shame. And to shield those victims from that, the media generally afford them anonymity. But the second reason has a greater public good, and that is that sexual abuse is the most underreported crime to police. And in order to change that, many professionals believe that if the media continues to afford victims anonymity, that they will be more likely to report their crimes to law enforcement. In this case, there's no criminal case about McQueary's particular abuse that's at stake here.
Kelly, you did some work for ESPN in the past. Did you contact them and ask them how they justified doing this?
I did, and they didn't answer all of my questions. They said that they considered the gravity of the case, and they felt like this fact that McQueary had told his players that he himself was a victim of abuse was intensely relevant to this story. They also said that they limit the anonymity for sexual abuse survivors only when there is a criminal case at play.
The story is 5,000 words long. It backgrounds who McQueary is. It talks about a reported gambling problem. Is this an attempt to somehow undermine his reputation and his trustworthiness?
Well, it is a reasonable conclusion to make. The story paints McQueary as someone who is inherently not trusted by some of his peers. It talks about a gambling problem. And this is one of the problems with stories about sexual abuse survivors, is that's a common way for society to respond to a sexual abuse survivor, is to say, we don't believe that this actually happened to you.
Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute's Sense-Making Project. Final ruling here as a news consumer. What are we to do with situations like this?
I think we need to look for more information. I don't think the ESPN magazine piece gets us all the way to understanding Mike McQueary.